Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'toch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, for for Shleima for Eliyahu ben Soro, Mordechai ben Soro, the Ilui Nishmas, Malka bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, for Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orin ben Moshe, and Lila Nishmas, so Isha Gittel bas Rav Eliezer Mondoya. I just want to announce that next week, there may be, by next week, there may be a change in the Zoom and the phone information, which we will attempt to make available to everybody before, however it's communicated, but just be aware of that, because that will give us access to a broader based audience, which is, it's been requested to take advantage of. Elul, Yomim Noroim, time flies, especially this year. A few days ago, people were still on their summer vacations, and now we are smack in the middle of Elul. And we're looking to be prepared. There are different types of preparation, different strains of preparation, different strains that the preparation puts on us. And I'd like to just expand upon the theme that we find at the very beginning of Elul, when we start saying the first day of Elul, Dovir Hashem Oiri, and we speak very clearly about Bitochen. Im tachane olei machane lo yiro libi. Armies can come and encamp against me. I'm not going to be afraid. Im toku malai milchomo. Milchomo rises against me. Bezois ani boiteach. I trust Hashem Oiri v'yishi mimi yiro Hashem bois chayai. Mimi efchad, I trust in Hashem. Kavi el Hashem chazak v'yameis libecho. V'kavi el Hashem. Again, bitochen, kivui, hope, botuach, all forms of bitochen. And that seems to be the theme. It seems to be a critical ingredient. We've mentioned here over the years, numerous times, that it seems to be one of the two approaches with which we approach the Yom HaDin. The Pasuk in Lamed Gimel in Tehillim, Yehayotzer Yachad Libam Meivin Al Kol Maaseim, Hashem judges the whole world, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Biskira Achas on Rosh Hashanah. And we say, Hinein Hashem El Yireyov, his eye looks favorably on the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people. Lam Yachalim Lachastu in the Chofetz Chaim, I believe the Radak learns that way too, to the people who await his chesed, even though they're not in the cut, they're not in the group of Yirei Hashem. And it seems that hope for Hashem's chesed, bitochen in Hashem's chesed, kivu in Hashem's chesed, and yichul, miyachalim lachaste, awaiting Hashem's chesed, has a koyach in the Yom HaDin, which is an alternative koyach to even those that are Yirei Hashem. So those, theoretically, a person may not be up to par in his Yirah Shomayim, but the power of his bitochen in Hashem that can make all the difference in his life, despite the deficit that he has in Yirah Shomayim. And the truth is, we say three times a day in davening, a line which really is a foundation, a fundamental basis for our bitochen, for our kivui, for our hope. We say, Hatoiv, kiloi cholu rachamecho. Hashem is the good one, whose rachamim, whose mercy, is never withheld. Never. He doesn't withhold his mercy. That mercy, the rachmonis of Hashem, is always there. V'hamerachim, and he's the merciful one. Kiloi samu chasudecho. His kindness never ends. And never ending chesed. And that's why, me'olam kivinu loch. We have always hoped, we always hope to him. Why? Because he has those two endless, ceaseless, eternal, ongoing, forever ongoing ingredients which foster, which inspire the hope. And that is rachamim, that is never withheld, and chesed, that never ends. When I know that Hashem's rachamim is always, oh, never withholds it, He's always Merachim. And when I know that his chesed is endless, doesn't end. That's what gives us the inspiration, the strength. That's what has been giving us the inspiration and the strength to be forever hoping and trusting and awaiting Hashem's kindness. Because those two ingredients are the critical ingredients. The endless, the never withheld rachamim, and the endless chesed. And that's really, I believe, that should be something that's a critical focus in the days as we approach the Yemei HaDin. We approach the Yemei HaDin, we certainly want to do tshuva. And we certainly have to do tshuva. And on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of tshuva culminates in a person. The Rambam says, the Chinuch says, your Oiver, the Rambam says, the Chiyuv. If a person hasn't done tshuva for an Avera before Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, he's mamish mechuyev. If the day Yom Kippur passes and he didn't do tshuva, he was mevatel mitzvah aseh, the Chinuch says. But the Rabbeinu Yoin, at the very beginning of the Sharat Tshuva, before he gets into too much detail, it's like on the fourth page, he says, v'hinei, madregos rabbis l'tshuva. There are many levels of tshuva. Ulefi ha-madregos yiskorev ho-odom el ha-kodesh boruchu. According to the madregos of tshuva, how serious, how intense, how deep, how remorseful, how powerful his commitment to the future. According to that, those levels, a person is bringing himself close to Hashem. Tshuva is all about v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha, coming close to Hashem, returning to Hashem. Bitochin is certainly a pathway that we have to get close to Hashem. In fact, it may even be the closest proximity that one could get. Rav Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma indicates that the mitzvah of Uboy Sidbok, V'dovak Toboy, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in that deep, tight embrace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the closest proximity, that is the source of Bitochen. That's where the mitzvah of Bitochen emanates from. Because in this world, the ability that we have to connect in the ultimate sense, to embrace in the ultimate sense, to be dovuk, to be bound in the ultimate sense with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's through the Midas HaBitochen. I'm putting my trust in you. I refuse to give up hope. I'm counting on you for everything, anything and everything in this world. And when I do that, it just follows. It just flows. It just, I've forged a new level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Bitochen brings, which is really the essence of tshuva as well. Different madregos, according to the madregos, Rabbeinu says, according to the madregos, a person is miskarev, to come closer and closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bitochen certainly is a very powerful tool. And you know, every once in a while, or maybe more than once in a while, we need chizuk from all sides in any way possible in a midas habitochen. One of the things that helps us to be mischazik in the midas habitochen is hashkocha protus, seeing the extent of Hashem's involvement in the world, gives us this sense of he's the kol yochel. He can do anything. We see miracles. He does anything. And when we couple that with the realization that he's the hatoiv, he's the good one, kiloi cholu rachamecha, never withholds his rachamim. And he's loy sabu chasodecha, and his chesed has the track record that it never ceases. Okay, we can continue to kivino loch, to hope to him. Someone came over to me last week, and it told me the following story. There was someone who wanted to buy a house in a certain neighborhood. The prices were probably around $600,000-$700,000. And he had $300,000 that he could afford on a house and not more. And he was like fit to be tied. Like, what am I going to do? I want to move into this neighborhood. The prices, the houses are very expensive. Well, that's probably not considered expensive today. And all he has is the ability to pay for $300,000. And his broker kept saying, put in an offer. Had a house that he wanted. Put in an offer. Put in an offer. What are you talking about? They're asking $650,000. They're already much higher offers. $300,000. It's a galechta. It's a joke. The broker says, no, put it in. Put it in. He puts in the offer. He gets it. They accept his offer. And Yitochan couldn't believe it. What's going on? It turned out that this was a couple that was Nebuch getting divorced. And it seems the husband did not want to make it, you know, he wanted to limit as much as possible the amount of cash that his wife gets. I guess some kind of a spiteful thing, I don't know exactly. And therefore, he took the lowest bid because he didn't want to sell the house for a lot of money. Where? How? Who? When did it ever happen? He has $300,000 in a neighborhood where it's selling for $600,000 and $700,000. And he's the Merachim. And he's Loisamu Chasudecho. Me'olam kivino loch. I think at this time of year, when we need to strengthen that midas habitoch, when we want to stand in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah as the Yirei Hashem, the Balei Tshuva, that will miskalev to Hashem as much as we can, and also as the miyachalim lechastoi, as those who may have fallen short in the midas hatshuva, in the midas hayira. We're just counting on Hashem to be mischasid. We're just counting on Hashem to grant us chayim and brocho and hatzlocho and everything good in the Yom Adin. And one of the most powerful tools to be miskarev to Hashem, one of the most powerful tools to be zakai bedin, to be, as we say, one of the most powerful tools is the midas habitochen, the midas hakivui, the midas hayichol, the hope, the awaiting, the counting, the surety that Hashem is going to help us. And we therefore, I think, should be strengthening ourselves in these days, in this, especially in these days, in the midas habitochen as preparation for the Yomim Noroim. To be focusing, to maybe review all the hashkocha protests that we ourselves have seen this past year, which if we were to write them down, it might be a bestseller, because so much happens in the life of everyone. And to draw chizuk from Hashem's total involvement in our lives, from Hashem's rachamim, from Hashem's chesed, from Hashem's koil yochol, and from the koyach that we express, that we can muster when we put our total bitochen in Hashem. Hashem should help us that in these days of Elul, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Noiroim, we should find chizuk in the midas habitochen, and that should stand us well in preparation and in actually standing on the Yom Adin on Rosh Hashanah. And may we be zeicha to bless Hashem and all tooth.